Hey there, pretty girl. What's wrong? Oh no. You can't sleep. How about this? You can come snuggle with me today. Plus, I got you a surprise. Okay. Put out your arms and close your eyes. Here you go. Okay, you can open them. Yeah, it's a new corgi stuffy. You'll have to tell me what you name him when you decide. Or her, of course. Would you like me to tell you a story? Okay. Come on, cuddle in, get comfy. Alright. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess. And this princess loved corgis. She loved them so much that she had 20 of them at her castle. And those corgis, they followed the princess around all day long. They waddled all around behind her. It was like her own posse following her everywhere. One day, the princess and the puppies got up very early, and they decided to go on an adventure. There was a trail behind the castle that they had never been on. So they packed up lunches. The princess put on her coat and her scarf and her hat. And they got to going. They started off down the trail, and the trail led through the woods. They walked and they walked and they walked. The whole time the puppies were following the princess. They were so happy to be seeing new things. They would stop and sniff around and check out all of the new animals and all of the new plants that they had never seen. Eventually, the princess and her puppies heard a little tinkling sound. It made the princess turn around to see what was happening. And she saw something flying very, very fast around all of the puppies. She stopped and she got closer. She took a look. She realized it was a tiny fairy. So she put out her hand and the fairy came and landed on it. And she said, "Fairy, what are you doing?" And the fairy said, "I want to come with you guys. It looks like you can have a fun adventure today." So the princess, of course, agreed. Nothing wrong with adding a beautiful little fairy to the party. So the princess put the fairy right on top of the head of the tiniest corgi, and she fit perfectly. So the fairy had a ride along on the venture now. The fairy was very grateful to the princess, and she made sure to hold on tight while they were running around. Eventually, the princess and the puppies came across a big bridge. And as soon as they went to go across it to see what was on the other side, a huge troll came out from under the bridge. And the troll roared loud. The puppies started barking and jumping everywhere, protecting the princess and the fairy. But the princess knew that she had to protect the puppies. So she stood up tall and she said, "Mr. Troll, what do you want?" And the troll stopped roaring, and he said in a surprisingly quiet voice, "I have some riddles for you. If you can answer my riddles, you can go across the bridge and I won't bother you at all. If you can't answer my riddles, you have to give me your puppies." The princess said, "There's no way that's going to happen." And the troll said, "That's the only option." So the princess, knowing this was an adventure, she finally agreed. She didn't want to, but she needed to get across that bridge. So she said, "All right, Mr. Troll, I'm ready for it. What are your riddles?" The troll smiled and he asked, "I travel the entire world, but I always stay in one corner. What am I?" The princess smiled when she realized she knew the answer to this. She thought hard to make sure it was the right one, And then she stood on her very tippy toes to whisper her answer to the troll. She whispered very quietly, and even the puppies couldn't hear. The troll nodded, said, "Wow, princess, you've already got one of them. Two to go." The princess steeled herself and dug her feet into the ground a little. "All right, troll, I'm ready for the second one." So the troll smiled and asked, "What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?" The princess clapped her hands and she jumped up, ready to tell the troll the answer. She again whispered it in his ear. And the troll started smiling a little bit more. "You got it, princess. Only one to go and you can go across this bridge." So, with a wide smile, the troll asked, "The more holes you add, the less holes I have. What am I?" The princess couldn't stop grinning at this point. She even picked up one of the corgis and gave him a hug. She knew she was going to get across the bridge, and she wasn't going to have to lose any of her puppies. So she stood on her toes and whispered the answer to the troll. And the troll clapped his hands and he laughed. "You've got it, princess. You have safe passage across my bridge. And if you ever need anything from me, I'll be here. You just let me know." The princess spun around in happy circles, and she hugged every single one of the puppies. She even hugged the fairy. She was so happy that they could continue their journey. So the whole group crossed the bridge. When they got to the other side, there was more trail. By this time, it was almost lunchtime. So the princess and the puppies got off the trail for a little bit, and they sat in the shade in a beautiful clearing in the woods. It was full of grass and flowers, and it was perfect for their picnic. The princess got out her sandwiches. She even made a tiny, tiny sandwich for the fairy out of her big sandwich. And she gave each and every one of the puppies their own treat. Everyone ate until they were so full that they needed to take a nap. So the princess laid down on the picnic blanket, and all of the puppies curled up around her, laid on her, and snuggled with her. She loved it. So they all took a nap. A couple of hours later, the princess started to wake up. And she noticed there was something near their group. She opened one eye. She couldn't tell. So she opened her other eye. And she realized there was a big, giant wolf sitting in the clearing with her and the puppies and the fairy. The wolf was sniffing around. It looked like he was looking for food. So the princess sat up and found the rest of a sandwich that was still in the basket. She carefully held out the sandwich for the wolf, and the wolf trotted over and sniffed it. The wolf very carefully ate the sandwich out of the princess's hands. And then he sat and his little tail started wagging. The princess realized that the wolf was friendly, and the corgis started all waking up. They weren't afraid of the wolf, so the princess thought that maybe he was okay. The wolf was so big that the princess could ride on top of him. So she ended up getting on top. He was so soft and big. She held on tight, almost like she was just hugging the wolf. And the wolf took her right back to the path. The corgis and the fairy, of course, followed happily. The little corgi butts wiggling all around as they followed and sniffed new things and tried to eat new leaves. So the princess rode the wolf as long as she could. They went down the trail. They went down the trail so far that it even started getting dark. But the princess wasn't scared. She had 20 corgis and a wolf and a fairy. Eventually, the group came to the end of the trail. And the trail ended at the most beautiful lake that the princess had ever seen. It was bright blue, And as the sun was setting, the colors of the sunset were reflecting off the lake. And it was just so serene. The princess had to stop and take a deep breath. It was the most beautiful thing she'd ever seen. The puppies were so excited to see the lake that they just ran right into it. They loved swimming. The princess put down her basket and slowly walked into the lake. It was warmer than she expected, so it was just right. She spent the entire evening splashing around and playing and swimming with the puppies and with the fairy and with the wolf. And then, once the sun went down, the wolf motioned for her to get back on. So she got back on the wolf's back, and the wolf took her all the way home. In the end, the princess asked the wolf and the fairy to stay at her castle, and she grew her adventuring group. Okay, my princess. Sweet dreams and sleep well. Good girl.